Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so we're going to break down the percentages now of what Tom Brady's future is. We're going to start with Ted. So, Ted, we're going to put how you're breaking this down. Where's he going to go?
Got him at 10% staying here.
Wow.
10% staying here. Well, and then I got the Raiders at 20% that maybe he'll go there.
50% he stays.
There you go. Add that to the list.
All right, Bert, what do you got?
I got 50% here. I put the Titans at 20%, 10% for the Chargers, 10% for the Raiders.
If we're going to sit there and put a percentage on, I'd say 80% negative.
60% of the time, it works every time.
A lot of percentages.
10% retirement.
65% this, and he does that, and which equals 37.5%.
All right, Lou, you're big on this.
Well, I don't have...
This is sad. I'm not going to lie. It is sad about this.
Thank you, Trini. Well, Trini, go ahead.
Trini, it is sad. I like it. Trini will speak for you. You don't need to speak.
That is
Slim
confusing.
Trini answer for
right?
you. I was 80% negative. So what is that, zero?
So
what is the actual? What is my actual percentage? 80%.
I want to know what made your percentages go up that he's not coming back.
Well, I am hearing that Dante Scarnecchia could be Dunsky. Sorry, let me redo. Let me do this again.
Dunsky is not fair.
I can't use Dunsky is my name. Dunsky is my phrase. Dunsky is my phrase.
He's been a great coach for how many years?
I just want Dunsky.
50 years and you're saying Dunsky.
I want Dunsky involved in everything I say. But I'm hearing that he's retired.
Okay, but then
that is what I'm hearing. I am hearing that Dante Scarnecchia has retired.
And it's
just not official yet.
Okay.
And they already know who is going to be his replacement.
And that is who?
Well, I didn't get the name. Okay, there. But I just did some research. I think it is going to be in-house. And the only person... An in-house guy, somebody who's already on their staff.
I don't know. I don't know the depth chart in the offensive line coaches.
No, I know, but it is weird. I'm just basing this. I don't know who the next coach is going to be. I do think it's going to be in-house. And based on the landscape of the coaching staff right now, the only guy that stands out to me is a guy by the name of Cole Popovich.
Who?
Exactly. Exactly.
Is he related to Pop?
He is not. Actually, I don't know. Maybe.
Ooh,
maybe he is. And it's funny because I was sitting there looking at it, just doing some more, just my own reconnaissance.
Reconnaissance?
Yeah. Because, you know, Bill doesn't just say, hey, I need an offensive line coach. Let me go get an offensive, like a guy that coaches offensive line. Whenever you watch, look at Josh McDaniels, look at Matt Patricia, look at Brian Daboll, all these guys did everything. They coached everywhere. Josh McDaniels is an offensive coordinator. He was on the defense for a while.
Right.
Matt Patricia is a defensive coordinator. He was the offensive line assistant under Dante Scarnecchia.
No, Bill likes to do
Brian
that.
All of them.
Internally and
all
guys
of them.
Know everything.
So right. if Dante Scarnecchia is retired, they just haven't made it official yet, then I sit there and I go, all right, here's a guy by the name of Cole Popovich, young guy. His prior experience is all with the offensive line.
Hold on.
His experience is with the offense. Small colleges, Valley College. My dad went to Valley College in Los Angeles Valley College. Fresno City College, all small schools. And then next thing you know, he's on the staff and he's the assistant running backs coach to Ivan Fears. And let me tell you, the easiest job, no disrespect to Ivan, on that whole coaching staff is a running backs coach.
None taken.
Is a running backs
well,
coach.
Well, I would say
hey,
this.
Coach, what
I'm
should
not,
I do?
I'm
catch
not
the
so
ball.
Concerned with who the next guy is.
And I would
you're
be.
You're studying?
I would be.
Well, no, I'm more concerned with just Dante leaving because I know the next guy isn't as good as Dante. And so you think Tom Brady's coming back saying, okay, hopefully we can improve our offensive line, but we're losing the guy, Dante Scarnecchia.
I would call him the creator. The innovator, the guy can just take anything and take something that's most people, like an artist. Most artists will look at a block of clay. Sure, you can laugh all you want. They look at a block of clay and they don't know what the hell to do with it. Dante will look like an offensive lineman. He'll look at guys that were undrafted, were former wrestlers, you name it. And he will, former tight ends, and he turns them into studs. He turns them into technique freaks.
I would agree, except for Marshall Newhouse.
Newhouse is the only one, and he was in that one.
And even Scarson, what can
one.
I do?
What can I do?
We What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do?
I think that's what did it. I think Newhouse put them up. I can't fix them.
This goes back. This goes back to my opinion, and it's still the same. That why would Brady want to come back? You know, other than Bill. Because if you believe reports that maybe he and Josh, you know, didn't have the greatest year together, and that there was some friction there, you know, and then you look at the wide receivers, you got to get reacquainted with tight ends. Your running backs are, you know, jag. Your offensive line's a mess, and now Scar's not there to kind of fix it and help protect you. Like, that's just, it's just another, you just add it to the list.
Yeah, except that you really
that's
don't.
That's a big concern.
It may be, but you really don't know what you're getting with one of these other teams. Okay, you really don't. You don't know the individual coaches.
Well, let me ask you, but could that be better than knowing what you have here?
Well, the devil you know versus the devil you don't.
You say the grass isn't always greener, right?
Ooh, I like that one.
I get it. But on your side
except
of the fence,
Fenway.
Your side of the fence, if there's no grass, if it's all dirt,
right?
That other side has to be better.
Yeah, but I don't have to mow the lawn.
The other thing is, no matter what. Okay, if you lost Bill Belichick and you replaced him with whoever, Sean Payton, good coach. I don't care. Whoever you replace him with, he is not going to be as good as Bill. So let's say you're going to replace Dante Scarnett because you have no choice because the guy doesn't want to coach anymore. I think he's done enough. And I think if any season was going to break him, I think this was it.
No question.
Okay, this was it.
No question. He probably put a zillion hours into it. He's in great shape, but he's not a young man, and he probably looked at it and said, "Do I really want to put a zillion hours into this thing? I need to just go out and enjoy life a little bit."
But
you knew that was going. You knew that was eventually going to happen. Yes,
he came back. This is because remember how bad it was with Googs. Remember our guy?
Well, he turned it around.
He did turn it around.
Won a Super Bowl.
He did turn it around, and I would say that was a guy that had extensive knowledge. Had been in the coaching world for a long period of time. If I'm right, if my guess is right, if my hunch is right, that Cole Popovich is going to be your next offensive line coach, good luck.
Well, can I go here with this?
It won't be nearly as good.
You think Scar knows what the plan is moving forward? And if that plan is not Tom Brady, could that be a reason why Scar is picking now to walk away, to go along with the mess he had last year?
I don't think they're connected.
He walked away already one time with Tom Brady. He's 72, Lou. He's 72.
Oh, no, no, I know.
You know the hours that these coaches put in. This is not an easy job. The players have an easier job time-wise than the coaches do. How many coaches are around at 72?
Not having Tom Brady make his job harder? I'm just saying, you know, we look at offensive lines and grades and things like that, and he's just like, listen, I got some breakdowns. I'm going to do everything I can. Worst case scenario, I know Tom will make the right decision. You know, if I got some guy over here who just can't figure it out, he'll throw the ball away, he'll do some things. I mean, you know, the sack numbers are always low on Tom Brady, and if people want to give it credit to the offensive line, we know there's credit to the quarterback as well. He throws balls away, he sees things, he gets rid of the ball quicker. Without Tom, that makes his job a lot harder.
I agree. I just don't think for him to go from 80 to 90%, there are going to be so many variables in all of this. We still don't know what the Patriots want to do with Tom Brady. Everybody keeps on assuming that Brady, it's all Brady's decision. And really, the first decision lies with the New England Patriots. And maybe Brady's already sensing that Bill Belichick might want him back, but want him back at such a low ball number that Brady's got to create some of this out there. We don't even know that. I'm not sure that would take good Dunsky rumor for you or sourced informed source.
It's a bit of information. It'll be usually the Patriots like to sit there and go, you know, we can't do this, we can't do that, and you know, and coaching changes, you know, takes time, and yeah, it does, and I get it. But when I think about my percentage, I think about if I'm Brady and I'm looking at what I went through already. Olszewski, whatever that dude's name was. What the hell?
Gunnar Olszewski.
Olszewski.
The pride of Bemidji
State. Spell it. You have him. You have all these baby wide receivers. The one thing you could say is, like, at least you can, you know, work with Dante. And you know, for the most part, you're not going to get killed.
Yeah,
you
but he might
you
not.
Know that is a line of defense that you've relied on for so long.
Okay, go look at the Chargers' offensive line. It's putrid. It's awful.
It's another
so if we're
sign.
Talking about that
okay,
team,
so let's be real
he's gonna,
here.
It,
let's
he's going to do the comparison.
Okay, let's be real.
For you to go to 80 to 90% on this is crazy.
Let's be real. Okay, crazy. Let's not live in imagination land.
I like okay? imagination land. All right.
Sometimes I do too. Depends on what time of night it is. But if you really, like, you got to be honest with yourself. Okay, don't see ghosts. You're looking at the offensive line. You like these guys. Cannon had a rough year. Shaq Mason, you know, Andrews is coming back, and they're going to be better with Andrews, obviously. So they should have a veteran offensive line for the most part. They should maybe one replacement in Tooney. But everybody, four of the five are coming back. So right then and there, okay, good. These guys should be able to coach themselves. I still sit there and go, they still need to be coached. They still need to be adjustments. And that person needs to relay that message to them. Nobody was better.
I love Dante.
Than Dante.
I think you're right. Nobody was better. Maybe in the entire league as an offensive line coach. I'm not sure it moves the needle with Tom Brady 1%. This real
10%.
Estate, this real estate thing where he's moved the family into New York, and he did it, by the way, before the season ended.
They're gone.
And that, to me, doesn't move the needle either. There's so many other factors that are far bigger. And the first one starts with, what does Bill Belichick think about Tom Brady right now? We're already getting some rumors out of New Orleans that the New Orleans Saints are not crazy about Drew Brees. That one reason Brees may be talking about retirement is they have three quarterbacks right now. All three are free agents, and they want two of them back. And those two they want back may not be Drew Brees. So, and he's younger than Tom Brady. So to move the needle like that, I think is a little crazy.
I'm just more concerned with this news of Dante Scarnecchia retiring, what it means for Tom.
What do you think it means?
Do you think it's worth 10%?
It adds up to what I've already said and believed. Like, the reasons to come back, they're just diminishing. Being familiar with everything, having a good coach, I get it, but...
Yeah, but what's the alternative?
More and more reasons.
The Chargers is an awful alternative. It is terrible. It is a franchise right now that has no face to the franchise, no fan base, and everybody keeps on talking about, you know, Brady going out to the Chargers. Well, if Brady goes out to the Chargers, what are they going to do? Give him a 3-4 year contract? Because people, they're having trouble right now.
Do you think Dante Scarnecchia retires has anything to do with Brady's decision?
Not really, no.
Okay. Well, I don't think other people
he's
think
70.
That.
He's 72.
All right.
If he were 50, I would say yes. If he was deciding on retiring or he wanted to leave the Patriots at 55, I would say yes. He's 72. He already retired once and came back. I don't think this is surprising news. We all thought this was a.
You think Tom would like for him to be the offensive line coach next
yes,
year?
Yes, I do. Okay. So Because he knows how good he is.
There you go. That's all I need to know. I mean, that's how I think, too. I don't care if he's 72. It's like, hey, listen, if I got another year or two here, I'd like to have this guy working with, coaching with the guys that are going to protect me.
That's all.
And the fact that he's gone, another reason.
I just don't think it's a major factor in the decision here with Tom Brady. And getting back
you wouldn't give it. So what were you at? What was your percentage?
50.
You wouldn't go to 60 with that news?
No.
You wouldn't go up to 60%?
60, you mean
you're
40?
At 50,
did he come
50,
back?
I don't know.
You don't change your mind.
I don't think it changes.
Wait, hold on.
No.
How typical is this? He's at 50%.
I'll go 55
if you
want.
He's on the fence.
Yeah, I know.
What a surprise.
Well, if you remember,
go one way or the other.
If you remember when we said it, the first thing I said to you guys is,
I don't know.
What is Belichick?
That's what you said.
No, it's not Brady's decision. You keep on making it Brady's decision. I'm not sure it's Brady's decision. So what do the Patriots think? We all talk about Belichick unloading players a year before or 2 years before they fall apart. Is Belichick now looking at it saying, yeah, we'll bring Tom back because he's better than any bridge guy we can get, but I need the flexibility with this roster to start building other pieces to it. So therefore, if Tom Brady comes back, we're going to bring Tom Brady back at a real hometown discount. I think that is a strong possibility. Now, will Brady take that? I don't know. But I think the Chargers thing would be disastrous. The Tennessee one probably would be pretty good, but I'm not sure Tennessee's going to go there. They may go with Ryan Tannehill. Here's one thing we're going to know, and this is going to be good for everybody because we're going to know over a week in advance. By March the 10th, we're going to know all of the franchise tags. That's the final day you can tag a player. A lot of these quarterbacks out there, some of them may be tagged.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.